Human rights groups say the government should ramp up the use of community sponsorship for asylum seekers in Australia, and they want changes to the model. They say Australia should follow Canada's program, expressing confidence that there'd be enough sponsors to support thousands of extra refugees here. They also argue a revamped sponsorship model would fast-track refugees' integration into their new society. David Sparks reports.
Hasmik Derbosyan is a very new Australian. She was born in Sydney 7 months ago to proud parents Mano and Nairi, an Armenian couple who were forced to flee the violent conflict in Syria 1.5 years ago. Starting a new life in a new country might have been daunting, but Nairi says it was made easier with the sponsorship of a small community group called NBRI.
She's saying we weren't that scared because we had family here already who had settled a while ago, and we had a lot of help, for example, from NBRI. They greeted us really well and helped us out a lot.
And now they're flourishing. Mano Derbosyan has a driving job and a second baby is on the way. Advocates say this project, which operates on a small scale in Sydney's north, offers a glimpse of how community sponsorship gets the best results for refugees and for the wider economy. Now, a consortium including Save the Children, Amnesty International, the Refugee Council of Australia, and the Australian Church's Refugee Task Force wants the government to adopt a sponsorship program on a much bigger scale. Save the Children's Lisa Button says it would begin with 5,000 places per year.
We think that the evidence from past programs where community have supported refugees in other ways suggests that there is that generosity.
The proposed Community Refugee Sponsorship Initiative would be open to refugees identified by UNHCR, as well as those seeking to reunite with family in Australia. The Australian government currently has a scheme in place called the Community Support Program, which does allow community groups to sponsor refugees, but under the current rules, a refugee must be job-ready before their arrival. Ms Button says that rules out a huge number of refugees, whereas a broader sponsorship program would be much better at turning refugees into independent members of the community.
It enables refugees who, once they arrive in Australia, to tap into the social capital of the community that they land in. So rather than being isolated and alone and struggling to find their feet, they arrive supported by a group of people who have said, we want to help these people.
The proposed new program is largely based on one that's been in place in Canada since 1979 and has been through a surge since the Syrian crisis erupted in 2015. Migration law expert Khan Huang from the University of New South Wales says community scholarship models have proven to be overwhelmingly successful across all the indicators. The only caveat he has is that any program must ensure refugees are given appropriate protection from their sponsors.
How do you ensure that refugees are given appropriate protection from their sponsors? Which is ensuring that people who are sponsoring are aware of what their responsibilities are, that they are not overbearing, that relationship between the refugee and the sponsor is an appropriate one, because otherwise there might be scope for exploitation.
Khan Huang from the University of New South Wales, David Sparks, our reporter, and a statement from the Office of the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, says the government's community support program already provides 1,000 places for refugees, and says the government's increasing the humanitarian refugee program from 13,000 places to 16,000.